Track 3. Welcome to the Black Country Talking News from all at the Beacon Centre. It's Wednesday, November the 22nd. I'm Louise.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Joyce.
Coming up this week, we have got the latest news and sport from the area, as well as an episode of the BBC radio show In Touch. We hope you are all keeping well and enjoy this week's edition. As usual, we'd love to hear any tips or suggestions you have for us. Please feel free to include a note in your wallet if you have any thoughts. First up, we have our notices section, and we start with the weather. As usual, we begin with the sunrise and sunset times in Dudley for this coming Saturday. Sunrise will be at 7:47 a.m. and sunset will be at 4:04 p.m. There are weather warnings being issued due to the strong winds. Temperatures are set to drop even colder over the next week, reaching a nighttime low of 1 Celsius, 33.8 degrees Fahrenheit. Daytime temperatures are sticking around 7 Celsius, 44.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
Next, we will move on to our tip of the week to help when you are living with sight loss. Now, are you struggling to see your computer screen? If so, there are lots of ways of making it easier to see. Firstly, consider the position of lighting in your room. Any light shining onto the screen will make it harder to see. And then try inverting the screen. On a Windows machine, press Shift, Alt and Print Screen all at the same time and the High Contrast menu will open. Click Yes. And your screen will go black and white or yellow text, either of which will reduce the glare and eye strain, as well as making it easier to see. Now, to revert to the normal screen, press Shift, Alt and Print Screen, and your screen will revert to the normal black and white writing. So once again, that is Shift, Alt and Print Screen to make these changes. The same effect can be gained on digital and Apple devices by looking in the accessibility features in general settings. And if you need further advice on changing your computer settings, do feel free to contact John at the Beacon on 01902 8867 86. And if you have any tip that you would like to share with us, please ring Aaron Rose on 01384 889 882, or pop it in the post with your wallet and we will read it the following week.
Now we are going to take a look at what's happening in the area. First, we have Wolverhampton Soul Night Out. Hear all the great Northern Soul classics from local venues such as the Catacombs, tonight's All Night and Monsters from the King's Hall Stoke, and the very best in Motown. Tickets cost £8.25, £7.50 ticket and 75 pence booking fee, pre-booked, or £10 at the door. Doors open at 9 p.m. and the event runs until 2 a.m. The event is taking place at the Wolfram Hall. For the box office, call 0870 320 7000.
Next, we have the Christmas lights switch on at Dudley Town Centre, and there will be live entertainment and Black Country Radio. Meet Father Christmas in his grotto. Christmas food and craft fair will be taking place, where there'll be lots of entertainment. Now, just to give you an idea, some of our clients have sent us some posters about the Christmas fair, and where you will have live music, craft stalls, a cafe, tombolas, homemade soap, jewellery, cards. It looks like it'd be a lovely affair. So do get along there on Saturday, the 2nd of December, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Car park is available opposite the DY1 building, which is in Stafford Street. The postcode is DY1RT. And just so you know, that there are stalls available if anybody wants to book or to share, in fact, a table. Single tables will cost £10, a double table £15. If you are interested and you have some things that you would like to present, telephone Tina on 01384 569 505. So once again, that is the Christmas Craft Fair held on this coming Saturday, a week on Saturday, on the 2nd of December from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
The BBC Good Food Show is heading back to the NEC Birmingham this winter for 4 days packed with UK top chefs cooking live, great shopping from a huge range of independent producers and your favourite big brands, plus plenty of festive inspiration. This year's stellar lineup includes Michelin Masters Michelle Roux Jr. and Tom Kerridge, Queen of Baking Mary Berry, show favourite James Martin, and lots more. It's the ultimate day out for real food lovers. This event is taking place from the 30th of November until the 3rd of December. Times are Thursday the 30th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m, Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m, and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tickets cost £26.50 for Thursday, Friday or Sunday. Saturday tickets cost £27.50. For more ticket information, call 0844 338 8000. Calls cost 7 pence per minute plus standard call charge.
Thank you, Louise and Sue. And now it's time to take a look at some news from the Beacon Centre, as well as other important information. The Santa Run. On Sunday the 3rd of December, we are holding a Santa Run in West Park, Wolverhampton, organised by Beacon and RNIB. This is a fabulous festival fun event for the whole family and a wonderful way to raise money to support blind and visually impaired people. If you or anyone you know would like to join in, you can register on the Beacon website, www.beaconvision.org/events, or by calling 01902 880 111. Do tell your friends and family about this fun festive event. Forget-me-not tree appeal. The Forget-me-not tree appeal is one of Beacon's best loved and most meaningful community events. It is a time to remember and celebrate those close to people's hearts, even if we are separated by either distance or time. A multi-faith lighting up service will take place on Wednesday the 6th of December at 6:30 p.m. at the Beacon Centre on Wolverhampton Road East. This is a very special evening, an opportunity to come together to remember and celebrate those we love at this special time of year. Dedicate a light to a loved one. As well as attending the service at the Beacon Centre, you can dedicate a light on the Forget-Me-Not tree to someone special. During the multi-faith service on Wednesday the 6th, the tree will be lit up in celebration and remembrance of loved ones. To dedicate a light, call Beacon on 01902 880 111, or email fundraising at beaconvision.org for more information. Donations must be received by the 24th of November for dedication names to be entered into Beacon's Book of Remembrance. Beacon Centre Tech Event, 28th, 29th and 30th of November 2017, from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. We would like to invite you to our 2017 Tech Event at the Beacon Centre, where we will be showcasing a wide range of equipment and technology which has the power to transform the lives of those living with sight loss. We will be integrating technology into day-to-day activities as well as piloting new inventions, products and services. There will be VR headsets, home automation products, 3D printing and design, smart appliances, cooking and fitness programme. We are delighted to welcome back our friends at Hive, Give Vision and Dudley Table Care, Telecare, as well as introducing David Daly from Gizapore and Gizahand, the Carton Network Delegates and ORCAM. For more information and to confirm your attendance, please contact Matt Harrison, Technology Services Manager, on 01902 880111 or hemharrison@beaconvision.org. And with that final item, we now make way for the latest edition in touch from BBC Radio 4. So it's goodbye from Joyce.
Goodbye from Louise.
And it's goodbye from Sue. Goodbye, everybody.